Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the James Wiseman announcement, ladies and gentlemen.
One recruit, the 17-year-old lefty, the first seven-footer to be ranked number one in ESPN 100 history. He has ties to current Memphis head coach Penny Hardaway, transferring to Memphis East High to play a season for him. He also played for Team Penny in AAU ball. Last season, Wiseman and Hardaway led East to a state championship. He averaged 17 points and 9 rebounds per game as a junior. This year, he's averaging 19 points on 75% shooting. And James joins us now from East Memphis High, where in a minute he is going to announce which school he has chosen. I know it's down to five, James. Florida State, Kansas, Kentucky, Memphis, and Vanderbilt. How would you describe what this feels like right now for you?
I mean, it's a great feeling just to have this opportunity. I mean, I'm truly blessed to have this opportunity. So for me to just be right here right now, it just humbles me a lot. But it's a great experience.
So much goes into how you pick a college, how you pick a program. What was your number one priority when choosing a school?
Just the environment, how I can be able to fit in the atmosphere, and just the teammates around the organization, and really just the coaches at the end of the day, see if I can be able to build that relationship with the coaches and the teammates. So.
All right, how many people right now, James, know your decision?
Most likely everybody in the city of Memphis. So everybody know my decision almost across the world, so.
All right, well, listen, let's let the world know. You do this, you have the mic. Go ahead and tell us where you're gonna be attending college next year.
Okay. So first of all, I would like to thank God for blessing me with this opportunity. Secondly, I would like to thank my family, friends, and mentors that has been supporting me throughout this journey, but mainly, I would like to thank the three key factors in my life, which is my mom, my dad, and my sister for having my back no matter what. Thirdly, I would like to thank the top five schools that has been recruiting me throughout this process. But after a long, thoughtful consideration, I will be attending the University of... The University of Memphis.
Wow. James, you really drew that out there. I wasn't sure which way you were going. Please quickly explain the unicorn. James, I don't know if you can hear me. I know it's kind of loud there. Explain why the unicorn is. Can you hear me? Why is
they need to know about the unicorn?
You revealed your school.
Yeah, yes, sir. I can hear you.
Wow.
Oh, we'll find out about
my
the
goodness.
The big news is very popular decision there in Memphis. James Wiseman is joining his former high school coach, Penny Hardaway. He's going to be a Memphis Tiger next season. For more on this, let's get it out to Carrie.
All right, David, thank you so much for that.
Oh, there you go. They can't even talk to him. It's so loud in there. He can't even hear him. That is absolutely amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, James Wiseman is a Memphis Tiger. The number one player in the class of 2019 is a Memphis Tiger. You just heard it there on ESPN.
Go Tigers.
That is an unprecedented victory for the University of Memphis. He is the highest-ranked player in the history of the mainstream scouting service era to pick the University of Memphis.
Well, hello there.
Higher than Derrick Rose, higher than Will Barton, higher than Adonis Thomas, higher than any other player that has darkened the University of Memphis doorstep. Wow.
I know. We expected it, and it's still like, right?
Seeing Memphis pulled up on SportsCenter, like next to his picture, that's pretty cool, man.
ESPN's number one prospect in the country. James Wiseman. And clearly you heard it in front of a raucous crowd over there at East. I mean, I remember Tyler Harris's when he announced it. That was crazy. That you could hear it. The SportsCenter anchor couldn't even hear him. They couldn't even hear each other. This is huge, obviously, news for Memphis, and you talk about a shot in the butt for that team and that program as it gets ready to head down to Orlando. Now, I'm sure, you know, Penny woke up this morning with a real good feeling. But probably, I'm sure he's still got goosebumps. I'm sure everybody over there has goosebumps. And keep in mind, you know, he isn't just going to play for a coach that he knows well and Penny Hardaway, a coach that he's played for, not just over at East High, but for his AAU organization. He's going to play with his dudes, like guys that he's played with. He's played with Alex Lomax on both ends, the grassroots, right, and the East High. They're already comfortable, John. So there will be, when you get James Wiseman there with Malcolm Dandridge and DJ Jeffries, who, again, he's played with at the grassroots level, there will already be a chemistry, John, that even with the top prospects, we've seen it in Kentucky, you get the number one, number five guy, number eight guy, it usually takes a while before those teams gel. That's why we've always talked about it. Kentucky has needed that experience, some of those glue guys. Well, you're getting a chemistry right off the bat because of all those strong ties we've talked about, not just with Penny, but with these players as well.
Let's just soak it in again real quick.
But after a long thought consideration, I will be attending the University of Memphis.
My favorite part, there were.
Man, he kept it suspenseful pulling that thing out of that bag. Unicorn.
I was getting nervous.
It was taking him a while.
Yeah, the unicorn had a Memphis.
But it took him forever.
Oh, so I didn't see it. It wasn't a hat.
No, it's a unicorn with a Memphis little shirt on.
Little shirt on.
That's
the unicorn.
Creative.
Yeah,
like
it was.
I like
but the unicorn didn't want to come out of that bag.
My favorite part was when he was asked how many people know, and that man said the whole city knows.
The whole city of Memphis.
That was like one of the all-time greatest quotes you will hear during an announcement like that.
So what's this for Penny on local guys now?
6-4-6 in terms of local players that he has prioritized.
Two. That if he was not head coach at Memphis, would likely be at Kentucky, right?
Yep, that's 100%. Four would not be here. Well, no, I mean, all six would not be here, obviously. None of these players that we're talking about here, whether it's Alex Lomax, Tyler Harris, Malcolm Dandridge, mm-hmm. I mean, Malcolm Dandridge wouldn't even talk to Toby. I mean, like that is why this decision was so important to be made when it was made. Mm-hmm. Not just that it was made, but when it was made, because you did not want to miss out on that moment.
Right.
On that moment that just happened on ESPN. Let's do it one more time. You cannot this enough, man. This is history.
The number one prospect in the country, BD. Let's do it all day.
After a long thought of consideration, I will be attending the University of Memphis.
James, you really drew that out there. I wasn't sure which way you were going. Please quickly explain the unicorn.
And also, they had to cut away because it was so loud in the East High School auditorium that James could not tell Lloyd.
For anybody that was out there, I wouldn't mind hearing how many people were in that room, in that auditorium. I'm sure at some point we'll open it up, but I wouldn't mind hearing how many people were in that, had that thing filled up, were there people outside of it? Because it sounded like the place was packed.
Someone needs to explain.
It was open. We'd said it was open to the public.
And help our friend David Lloyd understand what a unicorn is. And it's like
he was confused.
He was. He needs to understand the unicorn fam, right? It's Jalen Green, RJ Hampton, mm-hmm. and now James Wiseman. By the way.
Well, and like Porzingis.
Memphis is involved.
And maybe JJ.
Memphis is involved with other members of the unicorn
call
family.
Him
yeah,
unicorn
no, he is. I mean,
he's a unicorn.
So, I mean, Brendan
Quinn
called him a new
unicorn. There are pro unicorns as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So Memphis is involved with other members of the unicorn family, Jalen Green and RJ Hampton, who took their visits to Memphis together, and James Wiseman came on campus for it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's lit.
You talk about the right week. It's Thanksgiving week, man. It is Thanksgiving week. Is this program and city not blessed? Is this program and city not blessed that it made Penny Hardaway its head coach?
It doesn't feel real. You know what I mean? Like, it still feels like a little bit of a dream, you know, that Penny's the coach and that, you know, when you think back, like probably one of the last number one players or the best players considered in their class to pick Memphis was Penny back in the day. And now he comes full circle with a guy that he brought from Nashville and James Wiseman, who he's now coaching at the, like, it just feels like a dream.
This man's savvy. Like, again, because we've speculated that, okay, if you made this move and hired Penny, here's all the possibilities, right? Okay, Lomax come back, and you got a shot at Wise, and oh, you'll get Dandridge and all that. But then you've got to get in here, and you got to get him hired, and he's got to do it. But I go back to this. Look at each one of these. Look at some of these battles. You know, at one point, Tyler Harris, to your point, he's going to Baylor, and then when Penny gets the job, we talked about it. Automatic, you're getting Lomax.
Right.
He's got to go into a room, and convince Tyler's family, his AAU, his grassroots coach, his high school coach. Who are all saying, well, Baylor's saying 30 minutes a game. Why would we go play at Memphis where we know you've got the point guard that you love and Alex Lomax. You've coached him since the sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And Penny goes in that room, and he I don't know that he completely changed all their minds.
Yep.
But he got the one that mattered the most.
That's it.
He got the one that mattered the most, and it was Tyler Harris.
Yep.
Go back to DJ Jeffries. To Madness, okay? A place where James Wiseman was that night. You guys saw him on the scoreboard,
yep.
Right? They flashed him. Remember how DJ's feeling after Madness? How was it, John? How'd he feel?
Well, I mean, DJ.
He didn't feel like he had been treated as a priority,
right.
And understandably so.
Yep.
James, as the number one prospect in the country, is the one up on the scoreboard.
Yep.
He is not. And so after Madness, he's feeling a little distant from the staff.
Yep.
And what does that staff have? What does Penny have to do, John? He has to go in an in-home visit and convince DJ, oh, no, man, you are a priority for me. Look, it's my first time through. Yes, we want James. We know you want James. We want you, baby. And he goes down there and turns that one. And here you got him now, having fought off John Calipari, the former coach.
Coach Cal?
Here at Memphis. The guy who doesn't lose to anyone except Coach K. Just Coach K.
Coach Cal?
And he had a two-year head start.
And a head start on you, John. He was deep in there.
He had a two-year head start.
He was deep in there. You took those Kentucky roots and you pulled them right on out of that recruitment, didn't you? This is – it ain't just you put Penny Hardaway there and all the magic happens. He's got to go to work. He's got to convince all these folks. And I'll be damned if he hadn't done it.
Great.
Huge day for the program.
So –
huge day for the University of Memphis, the city. Because look, it's not just a basketball program either. That it's huge for. I'm being serious here.
This is one of the best things that's ever happened to the city.
There you go. Because we have seen it. We have seen it with Larry Finch. We have seen it on down the line. Right. This when this thing's going good. When Larry decided, oh, I'm coming to Memphis. Had folks telling him don't do it. What did it do? It brought a city together. And it's look even through the Cal
absolutely.
Years with the height of all that. This city was together,
absolutely.
Right? All of us. And that is what this represents. John, we could be sitting up here telling folks, and I'm sure you'll hear it today. There's going to be a lot of this today on Sports Talk Radio. I told you so. Been telling you the whole time. You could sit up there and do that if you want to. Forget all that mess. This is a day to not just celebrate what's happening for that program, to celebrate what this can do for our city.
Man, you're
because
exactly right.
We know damn well that when our city, it's basketball. That brings us together. And I don't care what corner of Memphis you're in, if you've ever rooted for that program, if you've ever been tied to it, you got goosebumps right now. And you're looking at your brother, right, your white brother and your black brother, and all you're doing right now, John, is wanting to high five and shake hands and say, God bless America. God bless Memphis and Penny Hardaway.
Sam was in Kroger earlier today, and she told me that there were two Memphis Tiger fans. I don't know what they look like, but they both had on Tiger gear. And as they passed each other, they just said the words, James Wiseman. And they smile. And like, that is...
that's real, John.
That is real. That is Memphis
we
at
get
its
better.
Best.
We get better when this thing's like this.
It is a
we're
better
nicer
city
to each other, seriously.
When that program is right. And
nah,
it is right.
No question about it, man.
And in his first year on the job, Penny Hardaway has gone from being an AAU and a high school basketball coach to beating one of the all-time greatest recruiters.
One of the GOATs.
Not once, but twice in the same year. And this was a guy... for Kentucky, that they needed desperately. So now they're going to miss on everybody. That is what just happened. With that commitment, let's hear it one more time. That is what just happened. James Wiseman took that knife, and he stuck it in Cal's heart, and he twisted it too.
But after a long thought of consideration, I will be attending the University of Memphis.
Yeah, I'm happy for the city to
welcome back, University of Memphis basketball.
Man, we missed you. Missed you.
The number one recruit in America is coming to
the University of Memphis.
James Wiseman has committed to the University of Memphis. The unicorn is coming to the University of Memphis. Sorry, Kentucky. The unicorn is coming to the University of Memphis. 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Well, hello there.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.